This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Emily Scarlett. So racial minorities are systematically paying more for basic water and sewer services than white people here in Michigan, and that's according to a new study out of Michigan State University. How can that be? Well, let's find out. I'm joined by Stephen Gasteyer. He's an assistant professor of sociology at MSU who led the study. Welcome to the program, Stephen.
Oh, thank you very much. Glad it's good to be on.
You know, it sounds a bit puzzling. I mean, why are minorities paying more for these services? Does it have to do with the communities they live in?
Yes, it absolutely does have to do with the community they live in. What we did, we were... I have been looking at water and sanitation issues for the last decade and a half, and one of the things I knew from looking at that issue, it was that water rates are going up, and they are going up because we have water infrastructure in the United States that's frankly wearing out. We put in most of our water infrastructure between the period of 1900 and 1970. And basically the pipes that are in the ground now are starting to wear out, and somebody's got to pay for that, right? And so water rates are going up as a way of trying to cover that increasing cost. It's also true that we have increasing regulatory concerns about what's in the water, and so the cost of regulation is going up as the cost of complying with regulations is going up as well. So basically, the cost of getting safe drinking water and sanitation to people is going up. That's being reflected in water rates. Well, the concern I had was whether this cost was being shared fairly across the population of the United States. And what I expected to find so what I did was I went back and I looked at data that was available. It would be a quite difficult task to collect what the actual reported cost for per gallon of water from all of the 1,700 or so utilities in the state of Michigan. But what I found out I could do is go back into the U.S. Census from the year 2000, where on the long form of the U.S. Census, they actually asked people, how much do you pay for water and sanitation services? So this then got bundled into what got reported publicly, but by asking the census to do what's called a special tabulation, I was able to get this information.
I see. Now, how much more are minorities, I guess the trend, and you're not looking at specific things, but the trend, how much more are they typically paying than white people?
Well, what we did was what we could do with this data is a by-county analysis. And so what we went in and did was look at how much do people say they are paying on average for water and sanitation services in different counties? And what we found was not necessarily that individual to individual minority pays more than a white person, but rather those places that are a higher percentage of minorities are paying on average more than those places that are a higher percentage white. So, for instance, you could look at a Wayne County in the year 2000, where the average water rate was listed at $32 a month, and compare that to, say, Macomb County in the year 2000, where the average water rate was $25. So you have... you can see there's a difference. It's not a huge difference, but these are places that are right next to each other. And the percent minority in Wayne County is, as it turns out, significantly higher than the percent minority in a Macomb County.
And the cost then is due to the fact that the infrastructure in some areas are poorer and they require more maintenance?
Yes, I mean, basically, this is structural inequality. What I argue in my article is that what has happened is that as deindustrialization has led to people moving out of the formerly industrialized places, the population that's left is the population that was the least able to move out. And so that happens to be minorities. There's a reason that Detroit is now a majority black city, that Flint has now a significant African-American population.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that population was the last in and therefore the least able to move on to where there were greater opportunities.
Go ahead.
But what that means then is they're the ones left paying for an infrastructure that was built to serve an industrial base that has left, and therefore they're left paying for a huge unutilized infrastructure, and the costs reflect that.
That makes sense. Now, about a minute and a half left, but what do you see in the future? That I mean, is this trend from what you're describing, the infrastructure will continue to fall apart? It is likely to continue. I mean, should there be any action taken to equalize the costs, or is this just the consequence of the reality of our infrastructure problem?
Well, I think that ultimately then becomes the policy question. And I think what's unique about this study is it points out that there is not only a broader societal-wide issue in terms of crumbling infrastructure, but that broader societal-wide issue has ramifications in terms of how different types of people within our society are able to get the basic services.
I see. Well, right? And those are two very basic and unavoidable services, certainly. Stephen Gasthire, assistant professor of sociology at MSU, talking about his study into the cost inequalities of water and sewer services between racial minorities and white people here in Michigan. Stephen, thank you very much for joining me.
You're very, very welcome.
Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about this bankruptcy announced just this week by AMR. That is the parent company of American Airlines. It's not the first bankruptcy. We already saw Delta and United go through its bankruptcies in the early 2000s. So this one was a long time coming. But what are the implications for those traveling in the airline industry? We'll find out. Also, if you have any comments, questions, send me an email, capitalcityrecap@gmail.com. Certainly would love to get some feedback. So we will be right back. I'm Michael Cohen, and this is 1320 WILS.